Blog Talk Radio.
Do away with that one.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and I'm a run.
Goes. I've only got one thing to say about that tonight, and
shoot, man. Every time Kamala Harris sits down for the next 2 weeks, she's going to think about that spanking she got last night.
Oh, I know, wasn't it? But, hey, it was smooth. I mean, the way Chips went in there, it was smooth and everything. I really didn't pay any attention to the fly. I didn't even notice it went on until everybody started talking about it. But, you know, we can all imagine where that fly came from. But, hey, we got Carmelita's on here with us. But Carmelita called me earlier. We were talking about, I know she talked to you guys about, I won't want to get into that and everything. But, you know, this Governor Whitmer kidnapping intent thing, it's all bullshit. It's staged.
No,
right
no.
Now.
Well, hang on. I talked to some people very close to that. These guys mm-hmm. were called themselves the Wolverine Watchmen. Mm-hmm. They were so radical, they were removed from the Patriot movement sometimes back. They're pure, unadulterated anarchists, hated cops, the whole nine yards. And they actually did have a plan to do that. And, like I said, their ideology lined up more with Antifa, Antifa than anything American or anything.
I heard that same thing.
Stands for. That's why they were kicked out. And I'm just going to say on this one, good job, FBI. If there were some fuckers that ever needed to go down, it was these guys. Are you listening,
right,
FBI?
Right.
Do I get it? Are you listening, FBI? Do I get a gold star now?
Coming from Russell, you guys should appreciate that because y'all.
Yeah, your Dick Tracy Dakota Ring and Junior G Man badge is on its way.
Hey,
but anyway, coming to New Mexico, I want to talk a little bit about that because there's a plot going down, and the governor just got done speaking now, confirming what we were hearing, that she's going to shut the state down around the 15th. And all of a sudden, these magic numbers are popping up, the COVID-19 numbers going on the rise just a few days before early elections are coming and everything. So we got word, and we called the county clerk's office today, too, to let them know about it. And they said it will never happen. They will never allow the government to do that. So, we don't know what's going to happen, but she's going to put the entire state on curfew. Talking about that. So, you know. This is bullshit. It's pure bullshit. So,
yeah, oh, well,
me.
You know, Ray was running his cock holster earlier today. I've been at home the last few days, nursing my back, and catching some of the stuff. And I don't care what anybody says. These are my thoughts. They are not thoughts of the radio station or Megan News Network, and no way reflects upon anyone else but myself. You got that, G-Man? There is not any honest people in the FBI, or they would have spoken up long before now. The FBI
yep.
has become the most corrupt policing organization in the world, and Ray not only need to be stepped down, but for his action to stonewalling every investigation any way he could, unless it mm-hmm. was against the Patriot movement.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be charged with sedition, along with Comey, Mueller, Obama, the whole herd of them, and he needs a short rope on a tall platform.
Mm-hmm. And I thought I heard that he did sit down yesterday.
Well,
I thought I heard something like that, unless it was fake rumors going around. But
well,
you know, now they're going to try.
he will be replaced in the second time. Right now, there's not enough time to do it, and there's nobody there behind him of any character. So it's gonna be a search for who his replacement is gonna be. So we're stuck with him until after the election. So we got to push this SCOTUS nomination through, because we're definitely gonna need somebody who we can't have a tied court. John Roberts is part of the deep state, so therefore we need to get Barrett. Barnett on the SCOTUS, because this is just, I'm telling you, this counting stuff is going to be very ugly. But right now it's looking like we're not even going to make it to the election. I think they're going to try to pull their coup, I'm hearing within the next 2 weeks. That comes from some very reliable people that I do trust.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Russell, as far as that crew that was planning on kidnapping that governor up north, they just could have sent them motherfuckers to Louisiana. We'd have welcomed them with open arms. We'd have cooked gumbo for them and every fucking thing. You know, we would have been so, so grateful to have John Bel Edwards kidnapped. It would be unreal.
You know? Right. So, just before we got on the show, I was just telling Virgil.
As far as the debate and shit went, yeah, you know, Pence, he did wipe the floor with that whore's ass. Okay, but aside, all jokes aside, this bitch is dangerous. This bitch is dangerous. All right. Mm-hmm. When you come up and you say, "Oh yeah, we're gonna raise taxes. We're gonna raise taxes on them. We're gonna raise taxes." Okay. Now the Democrats have been saying this for over 60 years, so it's nothing new. It's a bunch of shit piled up on a plate, made to look like a decorated chocolate cake. But here it. Let me finish, Joseph.
Go ahead.
Okay, but here is the extra. When they talking about the new Green Deal, along with paying higher taxes, you're talking about the total economic destruction of the American system. You're talking about total economic destruction.
It'll wipe everything out.
I mean, it's a dangerous plan. It's a dangerous plan, and you know, the raising the taxes, the Democrats, they've had the same plan, like I said, for over 60 years. They've tried it again and again and again and again and again. And there's only one Democrat in history that ever made a Democratic economic plan work. And that was Roosevelt during the Depression. Now, it's the only one that got the country back on its feet.
Yep.
All the other ones have just tried and failed. But this new Green Deal, along with this so-called economic package that Biden is promoting, oh, buddy. Coronavirus ain't got shit on that. I'm going to tell you right now. That is dangerous. That is fucking dangerous.
Exactly.
And if these people get anywhere near the White House, I mean even on a fucking tour of the White House, you might as well hang it up.
Right.
You might as well hang it up.
Take a close look what's in there in the Green Deal. I actually looked through it and everything. That's a long-ass read. But, my gosh, it's scary.
It's not that. Okay, you're going to raise taxes on corporations, and you're going to raise taxes on the rich, okay? Automatically, Russell knows how this goes. They call in the bean counters, okay? What cuts do we have to make? Who do we have to drop the hammer on? You got massive unemployment, massive shutdowns. Then you got these outrageous EPA regulations that's going to come out. Okay, you're going to see fossil fuels. You're going to be paying $10 a gallon for gasoline. Okay, no, I can just imagine what they're going to charge for diesel fuel. And that's all gonna come from what is called an emissions tax. An emissions tax. Okay. Now, you think that is not really, really serious, but let me explain something to you people. Okay. They raise these fuel prices automatically. I have to raise my prices operating my truck to bring goods. Okay, so then you're talking about a $10 to $15 for a gallon of milk.
Yep.
$12 for a dozen eggs, butter, everything's going to go up. And instead of the three cans of Chef Boyardee raviolis for $5, you're going to see three cans for $15.
Right.
And with the massive unemployment that's going on, guess what? Those unemployment checks aren't going to go far at the grocery store, and they aren't going to go far at the gas pump. I mean, it's an economic atomic bomb.
Yep.
Is what they're planning.
Yep. And all for the one world order. That's what they wanted it for. Put it all in place. You know, on top of that. But, you know, what you said, you know, like I said, I took and read what was in there. It's a long-ass read, but, like, it is scary what is in there. They don't want to send us way back to the Stone Age, man. Seriously. It goes way back to the Stone Age.
Russell will be going out to his people's ranch and kidnapping a Brema bull out there and fixing him to the front of his Jeep, and he's going to look like Mad Max Thunderdome going down the street.
What most people have missed, you know, they go, well, we're only raising taxes on people that make $400,000. No, that is not what Joe Biden said. On three different occasions, even on the last debate, he said, we're going to repeal the Trump tax cut. And that means you and me, baby.
And he's going to destroy
that
Social
means
Security.
Every swinging dick. In layman's term, that means every swinging dick.
Yep.
Except Michelle
Not
Obama.
Only that, not only that, they want to destroy Social Security, too. That's in there.
You see, he's selling the bullshit plan that if you raise taxes, they'll be able to repair Social Security and all of this. But how can you repair Social Security when you're going to put massive amounts of people out of work, you're going to put massive amounts of small businesses out of commission, which also means the businesses that loan these small businesses money because they're going to have to file for bankruptcy because they can't pay them back. So automatically, the lending institutions are going to go under.
Yep.
And those that are left, you try to go get a loan from them, and hoo-wee, you're going to have an interest rate high as giraffe pussy.
Yep.
Beyond anything you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you will be better off going to see Paulie or Johnny or Guido in the back of the pool hall and get a loan from the loan sharks. You'll get a cheaper interest rate.
Right. So, or, you know, that's true. That's 100% correct. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. Carlib, what are you doing, young lady? I know you talked to us earlier about some important things and want to get out there. Then we'll give you our opinions on everything. Go ahead. Are you there, Carmelita?
She's probably washing the dog piss off of her.
Probably. I got her unmuted, so I can pretty much hear everything that's going on in the background. So, but, you know, but that's 100% true and everything. But here in New Mexico, what I was trying to get to earlier is that the governor and them are plotting to shut down the early elections, which is going to happen on the 15th. And she just got out and spoke today, and we're seeing fake numbers going up, everything going into red, and the health orders expire next week on the 15th. What a coincidence. Right?
Right.
So, and I call bullshit. So, but these are dangerous.
It's all bullshit. It's just like when they bring up, all right, President Trump failed with the response to the COVID-19 virus. Okay. How do you fail responding to an attack, which is what it was? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have a virus that was created in a lab that wasn't even supposed to fucking exist,
mm-hmm.
okay, because of the ban on germ warfare,
mm-hmm.
you know, which we have these bioweapons plants all over the world. They're not complying with the ban on them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have people that are saying, yeah, come to New Orleans. It's fine. Everything. We're going to have Mardi Gras. Come on. Get your plane tickets. Get your motel rooms. Blah, 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 blah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, boom, it explodes all over the United States. You know? How can that be his fault? Something that was man-made, created in a lab,
mm-hmm.
supposedly, and then purposely released.
Right.
Okay? And then he gets called racist for banning flights to China and this and that and the other. But on the other hand, let's just say for shits and giggles, just to cover both sides of the argument, okay, let's say this wasn't man-made. Let's say it was an act of nature, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nature has a way of thinning out the herd. Russell
mm-hmm.
knows about cattle. He knows about cattle. He knows how things are going. All right. If a cow has a calf but won't nurse that calf after it's born, what do you do with that cow, Russell?
Well, if she sells calves and won't feed them, won't take care of them the way she ought to, that's not, that is an inbred and instinctive thing in animals, regardless of what they are, especially mammals. So you're going to bottle feed that calf until it's old enough to eat on its own, and it's going in the feed lot, and she's going to the auction.
That's right. She's going to the slaughterhouse because she's what's called a cur. She's what's called a cull. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now this is going to be cruel, and you know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but should this virus have been nature's way? Okay, true, the world and the United States is overpopulated. We basically outgrown it, but we don't have no place to run to. So
mm-hmm.
nature, in its infinite wisdom, it's going to thin the herd. It's going to
mm-hmm.
thin the herd. And what it's going to throw its rope at? It's going to throw its rope at the culls. Those that
mm-hmm.
are sickly, those that are in bad health, this, that, and the other. Okay. Now, 211,000, those numbers are questionable because even the CDC says that they can't even give an accurate count on it. So that's a bunch of bullshit. Okay, them throwing
hey,
them 211,000.
Yeah,
no,
we can now.
We can now.
No, we can.
I heard that a while ago, and we didn't get an answer.
Yeah, I thought you was outside hosing the dog pee-pee off of you.
It's shit on me. The dog shit on me.
Jericho. Jericho.
Hey. Well, you need to head to the casino. That's good luck.
Really? Fuck
yeah.
That. My luck. I'll get shot at the casino. I don't think they have a casino down here, man. All they got is woods. Let me tell you what. I've been all over the place today.
You gotta find an Indian reservation. You gotta find a blanket ass reservation.
Oh, you mean down in Lumberton? Oh, okay. I can go to Lumberton. That's where the Lumbye Indians are.
Yeah, it's not far from me. I'm here in Oklahoma. You can't spit without hitting a fucking Cherokee or Choctaw or whatever.
Hey, watch it there. Watch it now. I'm Puerto Rican, but I got Cherokee Indian in me. Don't you be doing that.
He's in my part of the woods. I used to go hunting and fishing where he's at.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I was supposed to take my test tonight, guys. Damn it.
But anyway, we were talking about what you were telling us earlier, before we got on the show, Carmelita, that we think we should let people know what's going on and everything. We wanted you to explain to everybody out there, like you explained to us, and let everybody have their own opinions about it. So, what do you go for it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Explain slowly. Not like you're at a cattle auction. Don't get all Hurricane Ann on us.
All right. Those guys out there, okay, civilians, all right, and our military veterans actually know what I'm about to say, okay? Every base has a threat comm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your threat comm goes like threat comm Charlie, threat comm Bravo, threat comm Alpha. Okay, you've got high levels of threat comms. Right now, the bases are at a threat comm Charlie. That basically is, you know, your basic threat comm to where, all right, everybody has to show an ID, yada, yada, before you can even be allowed on base, okay? Well, as of today, okay, and I am not going to release any names, but the bases are going to be going on to a higher level threat comm. Now, when I say a higher level threat comm, I mean a level of threat comm of intimate danger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That intimate danger meaning foreign and domestic, okay? So that is going to be taking place within the next week and will continue even past the election. Right now, this is a 4-day weekend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For active duty military personnel, it's a 4-day weekend. Now, you guys aren't going to hear anything about it. All you're going to do is you're going to hear, oh, we're at threat comm level 5. It's just threat comm level 5. No, guys, it is not. It is going to be a higher threat comm level. And everybody has to be prepared. I'm telling folks out there, you need to get ready. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared to defend yourself and defend your family. I can tell you right now, shipping has stopped for the Costco's and for the Sam's Club. They have also have put shipping at some of the Walmart so far. They are stopping. They have already put a stop on harvesting. Okay? Here's an example. Go to the store. You go to any of your stores right now. Look at the price of beans versus what you paid for them a few months ago. Everything's going to increase. Okay? If you guys do not know, I mean, and the folks out there, if you've never been a prepper or you don't, you know, you feel like, you know, oh, my God, they're just conspiracy theorists. Well, I can promise you, I'm a conspiracy realist. And from my experience and from what I see firsthand, I can promise you that shit's going to hit the fan within the next week. And I'm by one of the largest bases that folks out there could think of right now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just put it that way. Also, I can tell you now, Fort Hood is also on standby. Okay. That's down, and if nobody's familiar with it, it's in Texas. Bragg, definite. NTTC Corey Station, standby. And I will give the rest of the information, if anybody wants to know, I will give it to either William, Gunny, or Virgil, and they can disclose it to who they feel needs to know on, you know, a need to know basis. I'm just trying to make everyone aware. You know, I'm trying to make everyone aware that you really need to get out there and start preparing, because you're not going to be able to get access to the food the way you think. If you think toilet paper was a big deal, you're about to see your whole world turn upside down, because we're talking food, water, you name it. If
we talked about this.
I mean, yeah, and honestly, guys, if those out there, if you don't have the monetary means to be able to get these things, then you need to get with friends. You need to get with people. You need to help one another out. Use the barter system, whatever you need. Like I told Gunny, and even Virgil and William, me, I'm part of their team because they're my family. I consider everybody on here my family. And if they need something, I have no problem cash apping something. I'll do it in a heartbeat. It's that simple. And I told Gunny that. Virgil knows that. William knows that. So as I said, I just cash apped somebody yesterday, and I'm cash apping somebody tomorrow. So, you know, if I can help, I will do my part in helping, because, I mean, that's the whole point of us coming together. And I'm going to tell you all right now, folks, this is not about politics. We're no longer talking about politics anymore, okay? We're talking about our freedoms, our liberties, the lives of not only our lives, but our family members' lives, our grandchildren, our children. Everybody is going to be affected by this. Everybody's talking about a military coup. Do I think that's out of the question? No, I don't think it's out of the question. I'm going to tell you that right now. But do I think people will rise up against our military personnel if they were, if a percentage, I'm saying if a percentage, folks, were to try to do such a thing, you're going to see other military personnel turn on those individuals who go against their constitutional oath that they took before putting on that uniform. It's going to take place, because there's a majority of individuals who already said they will not follow an unlawful order. They will not. And that is a good majority that I know of and that I have spoken to. Okay? I know that Pelosi's trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. The reason she's going that way, that route right now, is because everyone is panicking. People are panicking. There's too much voter fraud coming up right now. You've got the guy down in Texas that just got hit with 109 felonies for voter fraud. Omar, she is the investigation into her. The 80 pounds of mail they just found in Virginia that was undelivered, okay, included ballots. But I'm telling folks right now, please, put your political differences aside. Come together as Americans and look out for one another, because this has nothing to do with being a Republican, being a Democrat. I don't give a shit if you're a constitutionalist or independent. This all comes down to them pushing socialism down our throats. And I'll tell you right now, when you have an overreach of government, you have no say in your life whatsoever. They control every move. And I have been in countries that most people don't want to be in. And Virgil too, and Gunny. And I'll tell you what, socialism doesn't work. It just doesn't. When you have a curfew, and you, and trust me, I have a friend, her name is Gabriella. Gabriella came to this country 4 years ago. She lived in a country that was nothing but socialism. She had to be in home by 8 p.m. If not, she would be placed in prison for a very, very long time. They were only allowed to buy only one day a week they could go shopping, if that, sometimes maybe one day every 2 weeks. And they were only allowed to buy like some potatoes here and little bit of stuff. Okay? And people were overseeing what they were buying. And her and I was discussing this, and now she sees. She says, I come to this country, and she's a legal. She's legal, okay? She's a legal immigrant. She went through the paperwork and everything. She says, I'm seeing the same exact thing now that I fled my country from happening here in the U.S. So all I'm asking is for everyone to please stay alert. Watch what's going on around you. Don't trust everyone,
nobody.
Shall we say, okay, you have to have a, let's just say, just be very perceptive. How's that? I mean, you know, analytical. If your gut tells you something's wrong, your gut's usually right. If you see somebody struggling and you have the ability to be able to help that person, please help them. I mean, honestly, please help them. If you see somebody, I don't know. I mean, like I said, you know, like I told Gunny, Gunny's welcome here anytime. You know, bring your dogs. Come on up. The more the merrier. You know, we can sit around a damn bonfire and do shots for all I care. That's the fact for me.
Right.
I would rather have people around me with the same mindset than be in a room with you know, just a few people with the same mindset as me, and then all of a sudden you're looking all around you wondering, oh shit, you know,
right.
Is that person going to come at me the wrong way, okay? Because there's a lot of hatred right now out there, and it's stirring the pot. It's stirring the pot. I'm going to tell you right now. And I'm just trying to, you know, make people aware of what's going on. And this came down the pike for me today, guys. And once I found out, the first person I reached out to was William. And then Virgil, then Gunny. So y'all got to keep this, keep it spreading out there. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And people are going to be like, oh, no, oh, no. Yeah, okay, well, guess what?
Well,
forewarned is forearmed.
And look how many times we've been correct on this with everything we've done. I mean, right to the key.
Yeah.
You know.
And for people out there, I'm gonna jump the gun on Gunny. For people out there who are going to say, you know, well, Bill Barr is going to be our champion. Bill Barr is going to be our savior. Bill Barr is going to, Bill Barr is a piece of shit. Okay. The Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, is a piece of shit. Once again, Gunny posted an article. Here they're coming after. They're coming after pieces of plastic again, because they feel they are dangerous. You know, to put on AR-15s. You know, I mean, this is just, the ATF ain't got nothing better to do with
this. What the fuck are they coming after? What are they coming after now?
Explain it to them, Gunny. Explain it to them.
I'm sorry. I was reading a piece of intel that came across what we were talking about.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. They're coming after the pistol stabilizers, like the rudders and the arm piece you can put around your arm. For the AR-15 pistols. Okay, because people are using these things to shoulder fire these things, and they say, well, that makes it an SBR, a short barrel rifle. Okay, so we're going to eliminate that. Okay. Well, you know, if I'm a lunatic that knows about AR-15s, and I'm hell-bent on committing a mass murder, mass shooting, or whatever, I don't think I'm going to worry about having an adjustable shoulder stock on an AR pistol to go out and commit mass murder. I'm pretty sure there's already some ordinances out there against that shit. So, I mean, this is just another attempt by Bill Barr and the ATF to undermine your Second Amendment rights little by little by little by little. And it's a bunch of shit. It's a waste of time. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Well,
and plus,
you gotta understand something. These assholes at the ATF while they fall under the Department of Justice, they don't have to report to Bill Barr or tell him what he's doing. They've got free reign to make up the rules as they go. And this chick running the ATF now, damn it, I can't think of her name right at the moment. She's about as rogue leftist as they come. So this move didn't surprise me much at all, to tell you the truth.
Just fuck it. Don't buy the arm brace anymore. Just put an adjustable stock on the damn thing and just keep it hid. Go out, take the stock off, shoot it a couple of times, but just keep the fucking thing hid. And I don't know if it's just me, Russell, but today I was looking at that and I really looked at Bill Barr, a photograph of Bill Barr. Imagine if Fred Flintstone was a wino.
It's funny as shit you say that, Virgil, because I always thought he looked like Fred Flintstone off the damn Barney Rubble. I always thought Bill Barr looked like him.
If you had to get a mental picture of Fred Flintstone as a fucking wino, you would see Bill Barr's face. No doubt in my mind.
Right.
And
so you're telling me if we have this shit on our AR, we can't have it anymore.
Well, they're trying to get rid of it. They haven't gotten rid of it yet. They're putting pressure on the manufacturers.
Fuck them. Those who have it can be grandfathered in.
Well, no, it's going to be like the friggin' bump stock thing, which we all know a bump stock is a piece of shit. I would absolutely never run one for any reason whatsoever. The people who run them are Call of Duty wannabe fucking whatever the fuck you want to call them. Anyway, the deal with me over that was it was just an unnecessary infringement on the Second Amendment over accessory. Those things would never be worth the fuck in a actual combat/firefight situation.
Hey, this just came on my feed, guys, and it's kind of coming everywhere, but apparently National Guard is putting all law enforcement nationwide on standby alert for election-related unrest. So that just came out now and everything. And also, just before we got on the show, I was telling Virgil that Trump just got released from his doctors. He can go out and mingle and do his rallies now and everything. They just released him today. So,
hey, I'm telling you guys, that commander, he's a top commander down there, by the way. That's no lie.
Mm-hmm.
That commander, Sean, with the U.S. Navy, he is a top commander doctor. And he don't play down there at Walter Reed. And that's the truth. I've been going to Walter Reed for a long time because my commander, Street, he's U.S. Navy down there. But that doc, he would not release Trump if he did not think Trump was
100%. That's right. That's right. Well, they just released him. So there goes Pelosi's idea. It's going to backfire in their faces, guys.
But,
watch. It'll backfire.
She'll just get drunk and forget about it. Getting back to the accessories thing, like Gunny said, the bump stock, okay, go to the range, out in the field, whatever, play with the damn thing, la-di-da-di-da-da. Let me tell you something. I'll trust my binary trigger systems over that bump stock any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, twice on Sunday, you can always... Like Virgil said, man, it's a little toy if you want to play with it. It is absolutely positively no use in any kind of real-time scenario. But, you can take it to the port of can and use it to beat off with or whatever. Back to Bill Barr. Getting back to Bill Barr, if you go back a ways and track his history, he has never been pro-Second Amendment throughout all the different presidents and areas he served in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Bill Barr has never been pro-2A any time, place in his history.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But here's my question I got to ask you guys. Why do they always go after the bin, the crappy shit, all this plastic stuff? I mean, why are they going after all that?
It's just a setup to eat away. It's just like a woodpecker. It's just like a woodpecker.
Yeah, it's a little piece away.
I mean,
you're going to whittle away and whittle away until you whittle to the point where you can't have any manufacturers making anything for your weapon.
Until they get to the core and that's it. You know, then you go after the so-called high-capacity magazines, the double nut, the drums, you know, the music boxes, things like that.
Right.
Then you go after the military features, like I mentioned the other night, in the 86 moratorium they put on so-called civilian-style assault weapons. But it's just little by little they nitpick away at things. See, once you let Big Brother in the door, he turns into the guest that just won't fucking leave.
Right.
That's why you do not involve the fucking government in any fucking thing you do. Because they're just like Yankees. We got a saying about Yankees down in Louisiana. They just like hemorrhoids. They come down, they won't go back up, and they're a pain in the fucking ass.
Right.
We've got a saying about them too here in Texas. You have Yankees and you have damn Yankees. Yankees come down here, visit, spend their money, and go the fuck home. Damn Yankees come down here and stay.
And then they spread their politics and fuck everything up.
Right. But I don't know, guys. I have this queasy feeling. I'm like, there's going to be some serious shit coming down.
I'm telling you, it's coming down.
We've been saying this since Trump got elected.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
been saying this since 2016, my man. This is no surprise. What's going to be entertaining about all of this, Russell, is that everybody, we've all been screaming in everybody's ear, and go put your tinfoil hat back on and shut the fuck up. You're crazy. You're nuts.
Mm-hmm.
This, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And these same people, you're going to look at them a month from now, and you're going to see that wonderful, "Oh, I'm in deep doo-doo now" look on their face. And that's just going to tickle the fuck out of me.
Right. Well, look at our shows, guys. I mean, we proved every conspiracy theory almost correct on this show. Everything.
Hey, we said it was going to be Joe and his hoe. And Humblemmer.
Yeah.
Hey, called that months ago. Joe
what
and Joe. Hey, where's my bumper stickers at, Gunny?
Yeah, where's our t-shirt?
Where's our t-shirt?
I know.
Do you have any idea how much money we could have made?
Oh, I know. There'd have been a ton of it, man. There was a ton of it. I didn't have anything to work with, so. But
you should have told me. I would have made damn sure we got that made.
Getting back to where we were talking about, it's funny that Virgil said that because I just got through sending a text to my ex and telling her about the same thing. You know what? If nothing else comes out of this, it's just a sweet. I don't even know how you describe it. Just sweetness of knowing that you've been.
I'm just
going to
say I told you so.
That you've been vindicated and all these sheep are fixing to get a slap from reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to knock them on their ass.
Did you guys hear what they were doing in Hollywood today to try to get voters to do the mail-in ballots? They were all naked up there trying to bribe people.
Well, where was I?
Right. So I was like, really? Is this for real? So I was thumbing through, and sure enough, yep, they were doing it.
So, all right, well, then I'm standing outside my truck. I'm going to stand outside my truck tomorrow, buck-ass naked, with just a Trump flag around my neck, and I'm going to see how many people will vote.
Let me tell you something, Carmelita.
I'll be in Sanford, North Carolina.
The pictures of the ones that I saw today that did that, they really should have kept their clothes on.
Right.
Oh, God.
So did I.
Really?
But you know,
it was that bad,
did.
Huh?
Ugh. There was a fat chick in there that was like, ugh.
Hell, I didn't know there were that many. I didn't know there were that many fat, ugly people in Hollywood.
Right.
Holy
right.
Well,
let's put it this way, Carmelita. If those broads would have been automobiles, their engine service light would definitely be on. Okay.
right. But that's all
craziness,
though. And all this craziness. We said just about 3 months back. We're almost in the middle of October. Watch it all blow. It's all going to blow up. It was Pelosi doing her 25th Amendment thing. That's going to blow up because they just released Trump. So that's going to blow up in her face. And then other things are coming, Oh, my God. It's going to be cycle crazy, everybody. You just don't want to brace yourself for it. That's all
I
was going to say.
I'm kind of thinking it's going to be, This is it might be, I'm interested. Because it's kind of funny. I left, I stopped before I got home tonight. I stopped over because I needed to drop off some M40 filters for a major I served with. He couldn't find them anywhere. And me, I'm like that guy off the Green Berets. If you can't find I will.
right.
Hey, I found them for him.
And also,
I want to
do is
Peter
shout out.
That's
right.
That
I want to do a shout out.
Peterson.
Right. I want to shout out to everybody in Louisiana, be prepared tomorrow because that storm's supposed to hit. So, Virgil, hope you can make it in time.
Virgil, let me know you're okay and everything.
It's gonna hit a way away from the house. We're between two levees. My house is between two levees, so we should be. It's just gonna make a mess in the yard. I got an old shed I've been wanting to tear. I got an old shed I've been wanting to tear down, and I hope it ends up blowing in my neighbor's yard, my asshole neighbor's yard. That way he got to clean everything up.
Right.
Let me tell you.
Okay, are you anywhere near Duck Dynasty, folks? Are you anywhere near?
No.
Right now it's hitting.
Damn.
Right now it's coming in west of New Orleans. And it's kind of going to run right down to there on the Texas-Louisiana border again. So those same people that took the ass whooping, 2-3 weeks ago, they think we get another one.
Them blue tarps
hey,
are coming off whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
But look, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. This just came up. This was just sent to me. Okay. St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana. Priest filmed having group sex on altar of Pearl River Church. 3 arrested. The lights inside St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church in Pearl River were on later than usual September 30th. So a passerby stopped to take a closer look. Peering inside, the onlooker allegedly saw the pastor of the small parish half naked, having sex with 2 women on the altar, According to court documents, the women were dressed in corsets and high heel boots, and there were sex toys and stage lighting, and a cell phone was mounted on a tripod recording it all. A witness took a video of it and called the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, and the priest and the two women were arrested.
Wow.
What
Damn,
in the hell is going on? Jesus.
Wow. Modern
Well, I mean, you know, if the women were on their knees and he was half naked, you know, I mean, there's no certain written law on how you got to give communion. I mean, you know, you don't have to use your hands.
Right.
Oh my God.
You just gotta be good balancing that Ritz cracker on the tip. You know what I'm saying?
Oh
right,
my
right.
God! I'm not hearing this. Y'all,
well, guys, we got 4 minutes left on the show, so do you want to continue for another hour, or do you want to call it night, or?
Well, I am going. I got a lot of stuff I got. I'm going through right now, guys, because I just went and bought a shitload more of stuff, and I'm putting things in an orderly fashion. I think I may have gone overboard. Wait for because I'm looking at all of it, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta load all this shit.
Well, send some my way if you got extra.
Hey.
Well, I told
Marie to give Matthew a shout out for us, man. Tell him to be safe out there, man. And we're thinking of him. And everybody, I'm going to fucking hang it up here. So good night, America. And you know what? Virgil? I'm sure there was a lot of calling out to Jesus and God while that was going on, too. So they could probably get away with it being a regular call.
Oh, yeah. Well, get this, Russell. Get this, y'all, today. Just my day today in a nutshell. All right. I go to Braxton Springs, Kansas, to deliver this load. This load is a load of hot wax. It's a temperature-controlled load. Okay, I get up there. Yep. And I get up there and I go to the shipping and receiving with my paperwork, and the guy looks at me like, you know, who in the fuck are you? And I show him I'm head of transportation. I have a load of bulk wax for you. Well, we didn't order this. Where this came from, this, that. So he takes my paperwork and he goes through about 20 different people. Well, it turns out the person that ordered this shit no longer works there. They ordered it out of spite. They ordered the shit, and then they quit. So the tank is full at the plant. I can't put it anywhere. So now, while I'm in such a good mood tonight, I'm drawing $60 an hour from 11:30 this morning, demurrage charges, and we're not going to offload this. I got to offload this onto another truck with Elliott Transport, and they're going to take it some fucking where. I don't care. So I can go to St. Louis. And so we're going to offload this about 10 o'clock in the morning, and right now I'm making $60 an hour just to fuck around on Facebook, not drive, not do nothing.
Well, there you go. You can't complain on that one.
So I'm here at the Cherokee Woodshed, no, in Big Cabin, Big Cabin.
Oh, I know.
Baja, Arkansas. Fucking Oklahoma. Yeah, okay.
Yep, I know
Big
exactly
Cabin.
Where that's at. Yep, I know where that's at. So just watch out for them zookers down there.
Oh, no, they don't know. They done passed a bunch of laws and shit on that, about these truck stop hookers and stuff. You got to go way out of the way to these mom and pop truck stops to find them hookers
right.
Nowadays.
Right. So anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show, and we'll see you all Monday. So hopefully we'll see what happens over the weekend, right, guys? We'll see if this is live or see what blows up. See what happens.
Okay.
Adios.
All right, everybody. Y'all take it easy. Good night, Jesse. Wherever you all.
Good night, everybody. Have a good week. See y'all later on.